I have a question from Corinne in BC, Canada, and she wants to know, other than mosquitoes, are there any other vectors or possible vectors that spread this disease?
And I'm really grateful to Corinne for this question, because this is a common misconception that we need to fix. So mosquitoes, as far as we are aware, are actually not capable of transmitting EIA virus. So that's really good news, right? But it doesn't mean that mosquitoes are our friends relative to horses, because mosquitoes certainly transmit a number of other very scary pathogens, such as West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis, Western equine encephalitis. So those diseases are very important that mosquitoes do transmit, but mosquitoes don't transmit EIA. The vectors that do transmit EIA are mainly certain types of biting flies. Horse flies, stable flies, and deer flies are probably the most common types of biting flies that are capable of transmitting EIA virus. They have a certain kind of mouthparts that actually, spongy mouthparts that hold the virus and the large volumes of blood so that it can be transmitted from horse to horse very quickly. They also have a very strong and painful bite, and that actually increases the amount of transmission, because the horse, in response to that painful bite, tries to swat the fly or move to get the fly off of it. And the fly then immediately goes to another nearby horse and is able to transmit that infection with the blood on its mouth parts to the second horse. So you need a special kind of fly with special kind of mouth parts capable of transmitting enough blood from one horse to another. And it's a mechanical transmission. It doesn't actually go through the body of the fly in any way.